You are now listening to The Beat Basement, Season 8, Episode 6.
I don't like name dropping, but I work with
Name drop. Let these Gunna. Folks know who you are. You know, for real.
Tracy T got plaques with Lil Durk and stuff.
Presents The Beat Basement, where you hear from your livest producers, all of them. And this is where it all goes down, where you hear the funky sound. From the producers that's up and coming to Grammy Award winning, all of them. And I'm your host, Swish, and we going in. Everything going in.
Well, on this episode, man, we got one of the dopest in the city. One of the hottest, man, to lay his beats on anybody's tracks. Hey, when I tell you, man, this dude got more hustles than Hustle Man, this yeah. That number one dude in the city right now. This my boy, China Man Hustle.
Yeah, man, what it do, man? I appreciate you having me on, man.
I said it right?
Yeah, you said
okay,
it right.
Okay, I'm sitting here. Yeah,
man, people get my name wrong. They whole life. My real name Jarrell. People call me Gerald. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, it is what it is. You know who you talking to.
Right. Yeah. So tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself. Gerald.
Yeah, Gerald.
No, I ain't gonna say Gerald. You know what I'm saying? Gerald.
But for real, man.
China Man.
But for real, they call me China Man Hustle, man. I'm a producer, engineer, artist, all that. And I'm just locked in, man. I'm working on Dro's new album, PSC, T.I. I don't like name dropping, but I work with Thug.
Name drop. Let these folks know who you are.
You know,
for real.
Tracy T got plaques with Lil Durk and stuff, man. I got some underground artists I work with as well. Sour Pat Mall, Worthy, El Rudo.
Y'all give it up for this, man.
You know
man.
What I'm saying? Like, yeah, man, I'm a man of the people, man. Not just the big artists, but the underground artists too, man. You know?
Hey, that's what we like. That's what we like when you can
reach out and stretch out and touch the little people. You know what I mean? The small people. And I ain't even gonna say little people.
I know what you mean. You know what I'm
people
saying?
That
yeah,
everybody don't know like the name brand.
I call
you know?
Them the overlooked man because a lot of the underground artists be better than the
main
artists.
They be talented,
they be better
bro.
Than the main artists. They just ain't got the platforms or the funds. You know what I'm saying? To actually put their product out like these other artists. So. You know, they get kind of left behind in a sense, but, you know, it's up to people like us to try to help bring them to the forefront.
Yeah. How is it working with, what's the difference? Do you see the difference in between the artists, like, working with them?
It's a difference depending on who you're dealing with. Yeah, some of them artists,
they got the big head or they got the drive still?
Yeah, some of them got the big head. I ain't
gonna say no names, but then you got the humble ones like Dirk. For him to be where he is, he's super humble. Like, he don't be on no funny shit. Like, he paid properly. Yeah. He talk to you like you were his equal. He don't talk to you like you were
a little nigga working. Because some of them niggas be weird. Some of them rap niggas be weird. I see you got the bitches on weird. Girl. Shout out your boy.
Yeah, man.
Niggas be weird, too. So, that's why I'm asking, like, is it a difference? Like, can you tell the hungry niggas, like, that? That made it already.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell. You got the artists that come in and want to get high and goof around. Then you got artists, like I said, my boy Worthy over here, my boy Surf. I got my boy Floor DeLeaf that's on here now. That'll come in and, you know, they'll knock out, you know, 5-6 songs in 2 hours because they ready.
You know what I'm saying? They're not coming in to play. They come in to work.
You know what I'm saying? I'm working on my boy Ty. He behind the wall. I'm mixing his album from prison. You know what I'm saying? They just show you how hungry
niggas is. Like, I mean, they ain't even gonna let the system stop them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, it all depends on who you dealing with on what you gonna get. But yeah,
you got your Hollywood uppity niggas too that'll make you wanna walk out the session. But, you know, we gotta feed the baby.
So, nigga, I'm gonna look past that and keep on going.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you ain't sending niggas commissary, nigga. You put niggas send a nigga a whole CD, nigga. Record the whole CD, nigga.
And the commissary. We gonna mix your song and mix you up a pocket, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your burrito in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, man. Shout out to all the niggas that's locked up, you know, family and all, everybody. Man, you know what I mean? All the real niggas at least.
Yeah. yeah, some of them niggas in there for some bullshit, so leave me in there. But yeah. You know.
Speaking of that, Meech supposed to be coming home soon.
Yeah, Meech, they say by the end of next month, so, you know.
That's crazy.
I hope nobody owe no money. But
the real BMF, yeah. I mean, the movie, you know, the TV show fact, and the real.
We there, shout out to my boy BMF Cash, man. He just came home, man. He had a really bad accident, man. He working back to walking and stuff, man.
And he had messed up his legs and broke his neck and all type of stuff, and he recovering.
So, shout out to my boy, BMF Cash, and Erica the Plug.
Yeah, man. So, what you think? You think he's going to get in the studio?
You know, he love that music shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's going to come back and deal with some music and probably get in some TV.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure 50 will work with me and somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it'd be nice to see Meech on the screen.
Yeah,
you know?
It would be.
You know, like... You know, the real Meech. Yeah. You know? Yep. Lil Meech is cool.
Yeah, Lil Meech is cool too. Yeah.
Big Meech, the real one.
Right. Yeah. That's a dope show though. Shout out 50. Shout out all them boys over there, man. Yeah. But tell them folks a little bit about yourself.
I'm a military baby. I lived everywhere. I was born in Omaha.
Raised in Korea, Germany, and I came to Georgia when I was like 5 or 6. My mama moved us down here.
I've been here ever since. So Atlanta really all I know. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't naturally born here, but that's like majority of the city. You know?
You from Atlanta?
I'm from Atlanta. If you look up a lot of the Atlanta artists that's like big, they wasn't born in Georgia. They was raised here.
And
though.
They rep.
So
they rep,
so
they
it's
rep
our
the
city.
City.
Yeah,
we repping
the shit harder than the niggas that was born here. So you know. I feel like I was born here. Like, I know I wasn't, but I've been here since I was 5 years
that
old.
That don't mean nothing, though.
I started kindergarten here and graduated high school here and went to college here. You know what I'm saying? I did everything. Learned how to make beats from my boy, Champ Deezy. You know, he the one that showed me the ropes on the FL, and that's how I got into it for real. Yeah.
Like, learn how to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all heard that, man. No matter where y'all from, man, rep where they held you down at. Rep where you raised up at. Rep where, you know, where you feel comfortable repping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. The dudes I got in here with me, Gary and then Baltimore, bro. Like,
man, you got real niggas with you. You know what I'm saying? They all over the globe. They all over the world.
Atlanta's a melting pot, bro. Like, 5 or 6 out of 10 of the people you're going to meet aren't going to be born here.
Exactly.
But guess what? They probably using the resources more than the people that are here.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like I said, I got
Indiana and Baltimore here. Right. And these are two of my best friends, you know what I'm saying? I got friends from Georgia, but, you know.
And my friends from Georgia, they accept it. You know what I mean? It's just I don't know if it's the commercial part that try to, you know what I'm saying, downplay. Oh, you ain't from Atlanta. You ain't from
You know what I do when they say that, but I done did more for the city than you have.
I done brought plaques to the city. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I done sold
millions of records.
Right on.
With my beats. What you did for Atlanta.
Nah, for real.
Well, got some hot dogs from the varsity, nigga. All right, cool for you.
But, you know, at the end of the day, we all here. But, and that's a reason, that's a big reason why Atlanta is still on top. Yes. And it's almost 30 years since Andre said the South got something to say.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you got crabs in a bucket that pull each other down, or you got monkeys in a barrel that pull each other. Atlanta's more like monkeys in a barrel. You got your haters, but you got more people that try to connect and help each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so that's why Atlanta stay on top. When I go to these other cities, I realize
this is why y'all feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I went with my boy to Indianapolis for All-Star Weekend, and they did a cypher up there,
and everybody just hating on the people doing the cypher.
They not bigging they artists up. They knocking them all down. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, like, how y'all expect people to wanna fuck with y'all artists when y'all kicking y'all own artists' ass? Like, that make us be like, damn, like, when they stay away from that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Atlanta not like that. We really like to gas each other up. If a nigga need a feature, we probably ain't gonna charge you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You from Atlanta, I'll fuck
the little nigga, let me help you get up. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that when you go to these other cities. Like, they really be hating on each other.
They really be tearing each other down and wonder why their city can't get popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to stop doing this shit. Y'all got to rock with each other before you
expect somebody else to rock with you.
You get what I'm saying? If you cooking food and you don't eat it, why the fuck do I want to eat it? Is it nasty? Like,
right.
Why you ain't eating it?
Right.
You know what
why
I'm
y'all
saying?
Ain't sucking it up? Y'all spitting it out for everybody
when
to
I
eat.
Cook, I come out of the kitchen, my plate is ready, and I got my plate already because I ain't waiting on the next nigga. I got mine already, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? That's why all these people come down here like that, and they come and they don't leave because we embrace. You know what I'm saying? We don't kick nobody like that. Like, oh shit, you from where? Oh shit, fuck with me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But you go to another city, you be like, I'm from Atlanta. They be like, nigga, you be dancing and shit. Like, nigga, what the fuck, nigga? I'm just.
Oh, it's gay niggas down
like,
there?
Yeah, man, all that, man. That gay nigga shit killed me. Yeah. That gay nigga
and then
shit
they come
me.
Down here and be like, damn, it's hella bitches
if
out
you
here.
You come down here and the first thing you were, you talk about some gay niggas, nigga, something wrong with you because.
Yeah. That's even, what you looking for.
I don't
that's,
even see
that's
that.
What you looking for if you come out here.
It's too many women for me to even see that shit. But think about it, them gay niggas will beat your ass the fuck up.
Yep.
I'm just being real. I'm just being real. Niggas be talking about them gay niggas will whoop your ass. Like, they really like that gangster down here. Like, even the gay niggas will beat you up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with being gay, whatever the case may be. But if you come down to Atlanta and your main thing is, oh, it's gay niggas down there. Nigga, you like booty.
Yeah.
Because we,
yeah,
bro, all that pussy walking around, you
yeah,
talking about
that's
some
what
gay
looking
niggas,
for.
Bro?
Yeah, right, right.
I don't even see that
right.
shit, bro.
And you know the shit that's on the TV, that's
man,
that's.
That's what get niggas
yeah,
killed. That's
yeah,
what get niggas killed.
Yeah.
They watch
think,
Love and Hip Hop,
yep,
and they think niggas is Stevie
yep,
J.
Yep.
And Lil
yep,
Scrappy and
yeah.
shit. Boy, we were
think niggas
hey, man,
is
you better stop playing,
else.
Bro.
Yep.
Yeah, you come down here, yep, and you stay in Buckhead yep, and Lil Five
That's
Point.
Just like in L.A. That's like in Cali.
Yeah,
you go out to Cali, you know what I'm saying? You think it's palm trees and,
yeah,
you know, coming
in Decatur, you ain't in Swatch, you ain't in that. And even for real, bro, you can go to Duluth, Gwinnett, Marietta. There's hoods
everywhere.
I know niggas in
every country.
Man, I will take you to Duluth and have you scared. I have
yeah,
you scared Asians,
yeah,
Hispanics
yeah,
that
yeah,
are really do you, boy. Like, really do you, boy. Like, take you to Decatur with some niggas at Ellenwood, where I'm from, niggas that really do you. Take you to the South Side where we at Jonesboro Road that'll really do you. Like, stop playing, bro. Don't come to Atlanta with that mentality of, oh, them niggas gay down there. You ain't gonna leave. You better ask New Orleans niggas that came. Hey, when New Orleans came up here for Katrina, they was getting knocked off left and right. Because they thought they was going to come over and take over a nigga trap. And it's not like that. You got to start watching
Florida,
TV.
Same with the Florida niggas.
And respect man, to my New Orleans nigga, because
no,
I love
respect
New Orleans.
Everybody.
I love New
Florida,
Orleans. I ain't talking
New
down
Orleans,
on nobody.
Everybody.
I love everybody. But what I'm saying, everybody. I get tired of the whole gay scenario with Atlanta. Like, bro, we winning, bro. That's all that matter, bro. We winning out here, bro.
Hey, man, shout out to Atlanta and everybody that's here, everybody that came here to visit, everybody
yeah,
that left feeling
every,
good,
everybody
that rocking
yeah,
with the city,
love all
niggas
y'all,
that
man,
ain't from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, China, man, how'd you get started with the music? What was your first taste of music?
Okay, so my cousin then was signed to Jazzy Faye.
Back in the day, it was a group called Nephew.
You can look it up. They the ones, they had the same girl song before
R. Kelly them bought that song from them.
What song?
Same girl, nigga. But R. Kelly and Usher sang that song.
Oh, okay,
that was
right,
their song,
right,
but R. Kelly and Usher in the bottom from it. But they were signed to Jazzy Faye, and I used to be in the studio with them.
They would be in the studio with Kool and Dre, and, you know, all the producers back then that was hot, you know, Sean Garrett and stuff like that.
And I used to stay at their house, and
I would be sleeping on the couch, and I would be watching them niggas, like, come downstairs with the Glenn Twins and Cherish and all these celebrity girls stuff, and I'm sleeping on the couch. And I'm like, I gotta get in this motherfucker somehow. I can't sing.
And back, you know what I'm saying? And back then, I wasn't really a rapper.
Like, how can I get in this motherfucker?
And
my cousin Champ was actually making beats for them. And I sat down one day, and I was like, bro, show me what you're doing.
And he showed me the ropes. And after that, I bought me a laptop. I got the program on my shit. And from that point on, it was just over with.
How old were you when you picked it up?
15, like 10th grade, going to 11th grade type shit. And I just never put it down. Like, it almost became like, I almost became obsessed with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I learned how to actually, like, put the notes down and do the bass lines and do that, like, when I came home from school, like, I would literally do that shit till I went to sleep. I wasn't even doing my homework. I graduated with, like, a 2.1 because I got so focused on the music. I was like, I don't even need school. I'm finna blow.
It's the cook-up. Time for the cook-up.
Okay, we're gonna cook something up.
I'm not perfect, but I'll always be real. Tupac Shakur. Yeah, man. I ain't perfect. You ain't perfect. Ain't nobody in this world perfect. But I keep it real. Keep it real with yourself. That way you'll be able to look in the mirror and respect the person you see. Keep it real with yourself and keep it real with others. Real recognize real. That's my word, y'all. Blessings on blessings on blessings. Peace.